this game mean to you besides just the playoff thing? But you grew up in Wisconsin for a bit. I mean, what does this game mean to you from that perspective?
It's a great opportunity to get a playoff win and try to get us on the right track moving forward.
And it's Green Bay holds no other significance to you?
I mean, right now, that they're the next team we play. That's just what the situation is.
How much do you have any anxiety for the fact that this is a playoff game and that you've never played in one?
No, it's another football game to me.
How is this since you've been the starter? Do you think you're a better player now than you were when you started your first game?
Yes, I feel like I've learned a lot through the experience, just picking up on little details of the game.
What jumps out at you when you watch the film of the Packers' defense?
They're a very aggressive defense. They're a defense that's going to try to cause turnovers.
Jim was talking about how complex a Dom Capers defense is. Do you see that in the film? How does it compare to other teams you've faced so far this season?
Yeah, they're very complex. They do a lot of different things, and they do a lot of things well. So that's something we have to account for.
What's it like hanging out with Coach Harbaugh every day, or most every day?
I mean, it's great. He's going to do everything he can to make sure you're ready for the game.
Is he a guy who's branded Chip Pickett on me, been around me, played quarterback, and played a bunch of playoff games?
Yeah, he's someone we always talk to. He's always going to give us his 2 cents and make sure that we're ready for what's going to happen during the game.
What's the mood of the team? This is a team, the Packers are a team that the 49ers have already beaten. Can you give us some feel for what the mood of the team is for this game?
The mood of the team is we have to go out and perform well and win. I mean, the Packers are a great team. They have a great defense, a great offense. So we're going to have to come and play one of our best games to get this win.
Colin, how has lining up behind that offensive line helped you in your development over these past couple months?
It's been great. Our offensive line has been doing an amazing job. I can't say enough about what they've been doing.
Was there a play or a moment when things kind of clicked for you over these past couple months?
I don't know if I would say there was a play or a moment. I felt confident as soon as I was on the field and got that opportunity.
How has your confidence kind of grown as far as doing things at the line of scrimmage and just kind of your knowledge of the offense?
I mean, with experience and each week moving forward, you're going to get more and more confident.
How big was that drive for you at New England when they came back and came back and came back and then you answered with that touchdown?
I mean, it was huge for this team. We needed to win that game to try to put us in this position for the playoffs.
But personally, though, did that mean anything to you personally?
I mean, we came back when they were kind of breathing down our neck. I mean, they closed the deficit. It was good for us to get that touchdown and secure the win.
Colin, I'm sorry, I should probably know this, but what exactly is your connection to the state of Wisconsin?
All my relatives live back there.
Did you grow up here, or were you born here, or what?
I was born in Milwaukee.
And then did you live there for a while, or did you live somewhere else?
I moved to California when I was 4.
Okay.
Did you never live in, like, New London or Antigo or northern Wisconsin?
New London and Fond du Lac.
How big of a Packer fan were you growing up?
They were the only team I watched. I remember growing up watching Brett Favre every Sunday.
And at what age did you move up there?
When I was 4.
So what about Brett Favre's game stood out to you watching him?
I mean, he was just a playmaker. He wasn't afraid to take chances. He was passionate about the game, and he was going to do anything he could to help his team win.
Colin, you and Casey Hayward have the same agent, right?
Yes.
Besides that, I mean, have you gotten to know each other at all, or are you guys friends? What's your relationship?
I haven't met him yet.
Colin, have you run anything similar at all to the pistol, I guess, I don't know if you guys call it that or not. Did you run anything like that in college?
Yeah, that's all we ran.
that's all you ran with the two guys next to you. So when do you think this was more influence of you on your coach, or your coach just saying this is something he thinks you could do?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Colin, have you guys been running that as much as you were earlier in the season, you think?
I would say about the same. We had it in earlier in the season. We have it in now.
You lost Mario Manningham. Who stepped up for you at receiver?
We have a lot of guys. I mean, AJ is the big one that's coming in now. We still have Ted and Randy out there as well, so we're very comfortable.
How big of an asset is your running ability, and does that kind of open things up in the passing game, maybe freezing the secondary or the linebackers a little bit?
I don't know if you can say how big of an asset it is. To me, it's just another dimension that a defense has to watch out for.
What's it like working with Randy?
Randy's phenomenal. I mean, he helps me every day. He's going to do anything he can to help this team win.
Anything else for Colin?
Colin, with how you guys have moved the ball so far this year, is there a concern at all with going into the playoffs, you know, in the kicking situation you guys have right now and, you know, not being able to finish off drives?
No, we're confident in our kickers. I mean, nobody's going to be perfect, so we're very confident with anybody that's kicking the ball for us.
Thanks.